Have you ever just, found yourself looking up at the night sky, just lost in how absolutely huge it all is? Does it make you feel, well, tiny, like a little speck floating in all that darkness?
Yeah, it can definitely do that.
Or maybe does it spark something else, like a sense of wonder, a feeling that there's something massive out there, and maybe, just maybe, you actually have a place in it?
Tension is real. Smallness and significance, both at once.
Exactly. And today we're diving deep into this ancient text that just nails that feeling. It captures the sheer scale of everything and, surprisingly, our really important role within it.
Sounds great.
We're jumping into Psalm 8. It's this incredibly powerful hymn written by David.
A classic.
Right. And it's not just beautiful writing. It digs into God's majesty, our unexpected place in the picture, and how these old truths can, radically change how we see ourselves.
And how we live, how we walk out our faith.
Totally. How it grounds our faith and really shapes our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're here to unpack all that for you.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's get into it. Psalm 8 kicks off and wraps up with this really powerful line. It's like bookends, you know?
The refrain.
Yeah. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. It just grabs
It
you.
does. And it sets the stage immediately. God's excellence isn't just like out there somewhere.
Right, it's here in
Yeah.
all the earth, undeniable.
And what's really striking is how quickly the psalm embraces this paradox. It starts celebrating God's huge power. You see it in creation, right? The stars, the moon.
Yeah, the grandeur.
Exactly. But then almost immediately, it pivots. It marvels at humanity's place,
Yeah.
our unique spot in that huge design.
It's quite the setup.
It really is. It creates this amazing tension right from the start.
And speaking of surprising, let's look at verse 2. It talks about God ordaining strength. Get this. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings.
Infants.
Infants to silence enemies. I mean, that's not where you typically look for world-changing strength.
Not at all. It forces you to rethink power completely.
What's David really saying there?
Well, I think he's hitting on something profound. It's not just that power comes from unexpected places. It's that the purest praise, maybe the simplest faith, even from the weakest.
Like a child's trust.
Exactly. That innocence, that simple reliance, it can actually expose how hollow worldly power, worldly opposition really is.
So it's a spiritual kind of strength.
That's precisely a
Look.
spiritual truth. It shows that God's strength isn't measured like ours by might or status. It's upside down compared to our usual thinking. Challenges our whole idea of influence.
Okay, that really sets the stage then for the Psalm's big question. David shifts his gaze upward, verses 3 and 4. He says, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars,
Yeah, all the things God put in place.
which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?"
Wow. That question just hangs there after thinking about the stars, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It's maybe one of the most relatable, profound questions ever asked in scripture.
What's the core of it, do you think? David's looking at the cosmos, right? This vast, intricate creation, and he's just struck by how small we seem next to it all.
Insignificant almost.
Yeah, that's the feeling.
Yeah.
He's asking, how could we possibly matter? How could beings like us capture the attention, the mindfulness, as he puts it, of a creator this
It's
magnificent?
that feeling under the starry sky, feeling tiny.
Exactly. That universal sense of being dwarfed by it all. But crucially, the psalm doesn't just leave us there feeling small.
No, it pushes back hard.
Immediately.
And that's where it gets really radical, right? It doesn't leave us feeling insignificant. Verses 5 to 8, they just flip the script. It says, God crowned humanity with, what is it, glory and honor,
Glory and honor.
making
Wow.
us a little lower than the angels. I mean, that's incredible.
It is a staggering statement.
And then it brings in this idea of dominion. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet.
And it lists them out.
Yeah. Sheep, oxen, beasts, birds, fish, everything. But this dominion, it's not about just ruling roughshod over everything, is it? What's the feel of that word here?
No, that's absolutely critical. It's not a license to exploit, not at all. Think of it more like entrusted authority,
Okay.
a responsibility, a call to care for creation wisely. We might use the word stewardship today.
Stewardship, right.
Yeah.
So God gives us this honor, this position, but it comes with the job description.
Exactly. He hands us the keys, essentially, and says, manage this well, care for it.
Yeah.
It's a huge responsibility, a mandate to be like benevolent caretakers, not destructive rulers.
Okay, so if we pull these threads together from Psalm 8, What are the big takeaways, the core wisdom for us?
Well, a few things really stand out, I think. First, pretty clearly, creation reflects the Creator's glory. It's not just pretty scenery.
It points beyond itself.
Right. The sheer majesty, the order, especially in the heavens, it just reveals God's nature. It's like an open invitation to look up and see the divine fingerprint.
Okay, that makes sense. What else?
Second, and this one is pretty countercultural today, humanity's dignity isn't earned, it's given.
Say more about that.
Well, think about it. Compared to the stars, we seem tiny, insignificant. Yet God crowns us with glory and honor, gives us this significant role, this dominion.
So there's that tension again.
Exactly. Humility because we're small, but incredible honor because God bestows it. Your worth isn't based on what you do or achieve. It's a gift just by being human.
That's huge in a world obsessed with achievement.
It really is.
Yeah.
And third, the psalm is bold about this. God uses the unexpected, the lowly, to challenge the mighty.
Back to the babes and sucklings.
Yep. Their simple praise, their innocence, it silences enemies. It reminds us that real strength, true power, is spiritual. It doesn't come from worldly status or might. It often shows up where we least expect it, completely flipping our assumptions about power.
Wow. Okay. So we've unpacked this ancient wisdom, creation's glory, our given dignity, God using the unexpected. Now, let's make it really practical. Someone listening right now, dealing with modern life, all the noise, maybe feeling overwhelmed or maybe feeling like they don't matter much. How does this ancient song actually speak to that? How does it become more than just, you know, an old text?
Great question, because it is incredibly relevant. First, it's a call to look up and reflect. Seriously.
Like David did.
Just like David. In a world pushing us to focus on ourselves, our status, our online presence, Psalm 8 says, hey, step outside, look up.
Consider the bigger picture.
Exactly. When we pause, look at the stars, or even just notice nature around us, we remember how small we are in the grand scheme. But here's the twist.
Okay.
Remembering our smallness actually reminds us how incredibly valued we are by God, that he's mindful of us despite the vastness.
So feeling small leads to feeling cherished.
Paradoxically, yes. It fosters awe, humility, and that naturally builds trust in the Creator. It grounds our faith in something huge, yet affirms our personal worth. It's a powerful antidote to feeling like everything depends on you.
I like that. An antidote. What else?
Second, and this really hits home today, your inherent worth is God-given. Full stop.
Not based in performance.
Not based on your job, your money, your followers, your successes or failures. We battle things like imposter syndrome, constant comparison.
Right.
Psalm 8 cuts right through that. It says your dignity, your value comes because you are human, made and crowned by God. Period.
Just being human is enough.
Just being human is enough to have this incredible God-given honor. Internalizing that, really believing your worth comes from God's design, not external stuff. That strengthens faith incredibly.
It would bring so much freedom.
Exactly. Freedom from striving, from comparison, from self-criticism. Freedom to live securely, knowing your value is settled.
Okay. That freedom, that sense of God-given worth, that sounds amazing. But how does recognizing that dignity really, you know, push us to live differently? How does it lead to greater obedience, more purpose in our actions?
Ah, right. Because it's not just about feeling good about ourselves. It fuels action. It calls us to live out that honor. For instance, think about how Psalm 8 changes how we see children. Children matter immensely.
Because of verse 2, the strength from babes.
Precisely. That verse should transform how we think about education, parenting, even activism. Children's voice is often dismissed.
Rightly, yes.
But the psalm says they carry real spiritual authority. Their praise, their honesty, sometimes their simple questions. They can expose pride and hollow power structures.
Like the emperor has no clothes.
Kind of like that. Recognizing this encourages faith because we see God's power in unexpected places. And it calls us to obedience. Listen to children, value them, protect them. They embody a kind of wisdom.
Okay, that's powerful. What else? How else does this dignity spur obedience?
Well, think about that dominion concept. It leads directly to understanding that creation is a sacred trust.
Back to stewardship.
Exactly. The dominion isn't a blank check to exploit nature. It's a direct command, a responsibility to care for the earth wisely.
So environmental concern isn't just like a modern idea.
Not at all. It's deeply rooted right here. Caring for the planet, for ecosystems, for animals. That's biblical stewardship. It's obedience to God's original design. Whether it's how we consume, how we advocate, how we treat the world around us, that's living out the responsibility that comes with the honor God gave us.
Honoring the creator by caring for the creation.
You got it. And that connects to a final point. Use your influence well.
Okay.
The glory and honor God gives us, it comes with responsibility.
Yeah.
Not just over nature, but within society too. Whatever influence we have, family, work, community, online.
You're small.
Big or small. It's meant for service, for building up, protecting, stewarding, not for personal gain, not for domination.
So it's a call to check our motives.
Absolutely. A call to obedience in how we use any power or platform we have. Are we using it to serve others, to reflect God's care, or just to serve ourselves? Mm. It shifts our whole orientation from self-focus to humble service.
Mm. So wrapping this all up then, what's the big picture takeaway for someone listening?
It's really this beautiful paradox, isn't it?
Yeah.
Psalm 8 is this song of incredible wonder, looking up at the stars. But it's also a very clear call to purpose, looking around at our world.
It tells us we're small.
But incredibly significant in God's eyes.
We're not the center of the universe.
God is. But he's entrusted us with so much, with the care of his creation.
And that blend, that mix of humility and honor, that's the sweet spot.
That's the heart of it, I think. Biblical wisdom often holds those tensions. It changes how we see ourselves, how we see the world. Gives us awe, but also direction.
So after this deep dive, that paradox feels really clear. You are not the creator, but you are created for something great, something significant.
Absolutely.
And this psalm shows our value, our worth. It doesn't come from what we do or achieve.
No.
It comes from God's amazing design, his incredible trust in us.
Well said.
So thinking about all that, God's majesty, the honor he's given us. Here's something to chew on for the week ahead. What is one tangible way you can use your God-given influence, whatever it may be, for service rather than just personal gain this week?